I mean, it sounded good, though. I went back and listened earlier today. It sounded decent.
I mean, you know, the person engineering these episodes is, I mean, it's brilliant. You know what I mean?
I'll let that ride. I'm good with that.
Killing it for an amateur. Okay. We are back. Party people in the place to be. Rap Sucks Radio Season 2 has now begun. Yeah. We are back. Kev, how you been, man? How was your end of year, your Christmas, all sorts of other stuff has happened before we jump back on this microphone. What's up, man?
It was utterly fantastic, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bro. You was out in the shot, correct?
I was, yeah. With wifey's family. We hung out there. I had some time to recover my crashed hard drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, I had some work to do.
Yeah, I lost a surprisingly small amount of crucial data.
Yeah. I'm like playing with fire with my computer. It's looking at me right now, like, you know I'm going to mess up one day, right? And, yeah, so I know the feeling.
Yeah, but then I run across, like, well, I'm, you know, I've been moving, like, perpetually for the last 2 years, and I'm going through stuff, and now I'm finally at sort of our you know, we're going to be stationary for a while, and I'm pulling stuff out of boxes that I just didn't feel like dealing with.
Right.
And I'm running across backup drives, and I'm like, no idea what this is. We'll never look at it. I'm definitely going to go through the rest of my life without ever knowing what I securely backed up on this drive.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah, I actually found like a shoebox with like 3 hard drives in it. And I was like, this actually looks like incriminating evidence to like a cyber crime. Like, I know there's nothing on here, but, you know, the same backups as other, you know. And one of them was like, I know it was an old drive, so it's probably a bunch of whack music on there, like my first recordings ever. Yeah.
So. Oh, dude, I literally not freaked out, but I the thought crossed my mind that the last thing I want Trek to do is to ask me if I can find some old music.
Oh, it's not. Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Where you want me to? You want me to break out the jazz drive?
It's a rap. Yeah, all that old stuff is gone. I don't even miss it. It's gone. I'm like, I ain't even worried about getting, you know? I'm not worried about finding it. Like, I know that it's out. It's over, foe. But y'all, you are back on Rap Sucks Radio, man. This is Season 2. Last year, we had a pretty good year. We ended the year ranked 160th on the Apple Podcast, which was surprising.
Yeah. So I'm putting a mental asterisk on. I don't know if I'm not believing it, but I'm not. It seems like I told wifey, and she was just as surprised as I was. She was like, actually, yeah, I'm very surprised at that. I was like, oh, thanks.
Well, you know why I'm not super surprised at it, to be 100% honest with you, is because releasing music back when I was doing so, like, people would chart so quickly on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
And I used to be like, yeah, there's heavy buying at the top and not very much buying after that. You know what I'm saying? And people would...
Well, that's the thing, you know, that they say about Apple Podcasts. They say that if you're going to make an impact with you know, whatever your ranking is, that it should be within the first couple episodes, I believe. Like, you know, that's the sort of strategy thinking. Right. And I'm like, oh, well, we're way past being able to execute on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, there's so many podcasts, though. And so the fact that anybody is listening, again...
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yes.
So, yeah.
Keep it up,
man. For real. Yo, Kev, opening question, man.
Oh, so we're still...
We're doing that. That remains.
Okay. All right.
Unless you want to switch up and start asking the opening question, which, you know, we could do that. I mean, work these things out.
Yeah, if it involves...
What's up?
If it involves me having to come up with creative new ideas, then nah, I'm good. Keep going. Yep.
Kev, man. When's the last time you've been back home to Huntington Beach?
I was there on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you were there on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Yo, did you surf when you were out there?
Hasn't this been Didn't you ask me this at some point?
Maybe I did, but it's a new year.
Maybe so. Not on the air.
Yeah, maybe not on the air. Yeah.
No. Well, no. I body surfed. I boogie boarded a little bit, but I tried to surf once, and I had a friend who really, really like could not. You could not ask for a more encouraging friend besides yourself.
Well, thank you.
And he really wanted to see me up on that board, and it was not happening.
There was a surprise. I'm asking you this. There's no real legitimate punchline to this, right? But up to
that's good.
Maybe the last time we went to Huntington Beach was, you know, August or September. I had not seen one other Asian person ever out there. And I was like, how was Kev the only Asian human being, like only Asian family in Huntington? Because I had never seen.
Oh, that's like, you mean surfing or just out there?
Just out there, like on the pier. I used to be like, okay, where? Who did Kev talk to? Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But anyway.
I think you were. I don't know if you were looking close enough.
Okay. Right? I mean,
first of all, on the pier, you're going to see like 14 million Asian people fishing. Okay. No?
Well, yes and no. But my point with this
and
is.
Then, I mean, like, you know, real Asian people. And then. Wait, but yeah, what, I mean, it, but I would be out on, you know, on the beach. But, yeah. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
today there was like
great way to start.
Yeah,
the decade here.
Well, what I'm trying to get to is today it was like Japanese Surf Day. I was like, what's happening today? Yeah, so I figured
there you go.
Maybe your encouraging friend was out there surfing. We should start this off more, you know, stereotypical and prejudiced. This is Rap Sucks Radio, y'all. We'll see y'all on the other side. Let's get it started. Radio, man. Season 2 in effect with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Hang 10, brah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was serious.
That was, yeah, that was a lot. I mean, I would tell you the story about me skating on the boardwalk, skateboarding on the boardwalk today, but nobody wants to hear that story.
What? Yeah. Wait, who has a skateboard?
Me and Sarai, me and my oldest.
Wow, that's courageous.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. But even more interesting is Out Here Tripping is season one's news. It is no longer a thing. Now we go from Out Here Tripping to Doing Too Much.
Oh, okay.
Police chief,
give me a moment to gather myself. Yeah. This is news to me.
Everybody learn to live with this. This is a change. Every season will change this. But police
seasons
chief
change.
Brian Hornaday is doing too much. I won't say it like that every time. I promise.
You got to get the drop.
Nah, he's doing too much, yo. What's the reason? Well, let me kick this off. Okay. Doing too much.
I can't get that out. Please never do that again.
I'm not. I just thought it would be hilarious to start off like that.
Too much.
That's gonna be like the damn nature drop eventually. Okay. So why is he doing too much, y'all? Well, a Kansas City police officer has resigned after he admitted to making up a story that a McDonald's employee wrote an expletive and the word pig on a coffee cup, the police chief announced Monday. Kev's title was McDonald's serving the coffee with no hog. McDonald's serving the coffee with no hog. Good job, yo. That's why we're at Rap Sucks Radio. So, but this is the thing. Police Chief Brian Hornaday was not the officer that stated that the employee wrote the expletive and the word pig. So basically, this officer stated a McDonald's employee. Hornaday posted. So the police chief actually posted this on Facebook. He said a McDonald's employee had written "fucking pig" on the officer's coffee cup. Hornaday said on Facebook post on Saturday, which, you know, Saturday didn't sound the sauce. And when confronted, the restaurant offered a free meal to the rookie cop. A Big Mac and large fries doesn't make up for it, Police Chief Brian Hornaday wrote on Facebook. Then he said, please share. So just to be clear, he was not the officer that it happened to, but he was announcing it as though it had happened and he was an outrage to the city and, you know, things of that nature, right? So, this is the funny part. This is where it gets funny. All right. So McDonald's actually did an investigation, thorough investigation than the actual police department and police chief. And discovered, they reviewed video surveillance and discovered that its employees, but didn't do it. That clearly the video evidence showed that the words were not written by one of the employees. In fact, it was actually written by the officer who later stated that he fabricated the story and that he was making a joke. Yes. The officer wrote it himself. Yes.
And they caught that on camera?
They caught that their employees didn't do it. So then the officer admitted that he did it and then ultimately resigned.
Wow.
So just to run this back.
That's the part I didn't know.
Yeah. So just to run this back for clarity, a police officer, a rookie police officer, I guess if that matters to you, went into a McDonald's, which, you know, I guess he went for a coffee, so I won't go too hard on it, right? Because McDonald's is nasty. And on his own coffee cup, he wrote "fucking pig." Then this police officer went back to his police chief and reported that it happened, to which his police chief did no investigation of the incident and simply just said, I'm about to post this on Facebook.
Wow.
And then McDonald's does a thorough investigation and finds out it's a lie, and said rookie cop has to then resign. This happened in Junction City, Kansas.
That's dope. That's crazy. So he's a pig. He's also a punk. And he's, just a liar.
Just a straight up liar. Like, I mean, but, okay, he's a rookie cop. First of all, this is not too far from Topeka, so I want to shout out my man Stick Figure. What up, Stick Figure? But anyway, okay, name 10 things you wouldn't do in your, like, first year on the job. Because he's like a rookie cop. Like, so lying to your boss would probably be at the top of that list, right? Like,
yeah, and he's a snitch too. He's a snitch. He went out and told on him.
Yeah, he went out and told.
Oh, man.
He told on himself. Like, come on, man. You out here bugging. That's too much.
But, and you know them cameras. It's like, what are you protecting in the McDonald's with the cameras? You're not. It's like a casino. Like, you may be watching your customers, but you know who you're really watching. At the McDonald's, right. You're watching the employees.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I mean, if there's anything we learned from Coming to America, McDowell's, he was doing it. If McDowell's is doing it, you know McDonald's is doing it.
Wow, that is crazy, man. Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, I read all that. I was like, this is not surprising. But first of all, I didn't even know McDonald's was like, you know, did the write your name on the cup kind of thing. I thought that was more of a Starbucks.
Yeah, McDonald's out here biting if they do it.
Yeah, man. And also, McDonald's coffee is not bad. So, you know, let's acknowledge that.
No, the food is terrible. The coffee's fine.
Yeah, but let's also face it. If not there, in whatever town that was, definitely somewhere. Someone somewhere in America has definitely written that shit on a cup.
Well, like McDowell's, I can see it happening at like the off-brand McDonald's, sure. And in like the Bronx.
Right. It's in Queens, man.
In Queens. Oh, that's right. It was in Queens. Yes. I'm failing. There's a Coming to America too. Maybe that'll that'll be in the Bronx.
Maybe they're gonna go. Yeah. Maybe Queens is too gentrified at this point.
I was gonna say, is Coming to America too gonna be like current? Because it's just gonna be gentrified at this point. He gonna be like,
hey man.
He gonna be like, we're the poorest people in this city now. It's gonna be like a whole episode about how rent's too high. A whole movie about how rent's too high for even a prince to afford, king to afford.
Wow, you really thought about this.
I did, man. I did.
Good for you, buddy.
This is what I've been doing over the last 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Just working on scripts, script writing for terrible scripts. So yeah. Anyway, you're doing too much, man. Y'all gotta chill out. So you know, I'm just mad that you just jumped straight. I mean, you just pounced on the situation and went straight to Facebook, and then you gonna turn around and talk about how this is like a stain on the police. You know, this is how these things get started. It's like, fam, you the one that started it. Like, you didn't have to hit Facebook with that. You could have just gone to the McDonald's and been like, yo, why are y'all bugging at this McDonald's? You know what I'm saying? You made it public. So how you gonna be the police chief talking about, you know, whatever, man?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, the chief went overboard.
Yeah,
but I'm sure he's gonna catch a lot of grief for that.
Chief too much. from law enforcement to the fire department, we roll on.
Yeah, or from doing too much. So you maybe doing a little too little.
This is actually fair. Topic title of this one is Take It From Kev. If you don't want to do stuff, you have to commit to that shit. That is very true.
Yeah, it's very true.
So I noted this as the Detroit Fire Department, but that's not true. And with respect to the entire Detroit Fire Department, I want to specify that this is a battalion, an unnamed battalion, that this happened. That, you know, that was part of this incident. Fox News 5, Washington, D.C. reports. D.C. has a hell of a shame for Detroit, man. I saw like 5 Detroit articles on there. I don't know what D.C.
Oh, really?
Is doing. Yeah, like I was trying to find more information on this, and I was like, why does Fox News 5, D.C. have so much Detroit news? But anyway.
They're like, who can we shit on?
Yeah, exactly.
Detroit.
All right, so just to jump into this. A picture was posted on Facebook on like the, I think it's more like the National Firefighters thing. It wasn't like just Detroit, right? If I'm clear on the story.
I just know they posted it to some sort of social media.
Yeah. So right. So this picture was about 18 to 20 firemen in front of a home that was burning down. The house behind them was on fire.
Right.
The individual whose home it was is upset as this picture hit the internet and went viral because it was their home that was burning down in the background while the firefighters took a group photo to represent the retirement of a commissioner. He was a higher ranking officer in the fire department.
Right. So that was the reason they came up with.
That was the reason they came up with. They said, oh, well, this is his retirement photo. We thought this would be a good thing to send him off. We will not be completely doing our job. We'll actually just stand in front of this burning down house and all 18 of us will get together and take a picture.
Oh, man.
Okay, I see it now. The photo was posted to the Detroit Fire Incident's Facebook page. So this is a Facebook page that, you know, reports just fire incidents that have happened in the city of Detroit. And
yeah,
it drew a mix of Happy New Year's wishes and criticism, right?
So, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yo, is that a burning house in the background, man?
Turn around. We're not done. We're not done.
Oh man.
I mean, we talk. Okay, first of all, this is not an indictment of firefighters, like what you said.
Of course, right? Not. Of course not.
This is an indictment of stupid.
Yeah, this was dumb. And yo, there were 20 people there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad people. That's the thing. It's like we poke fun at when they take the pictures in front of the you know, in the evidence room in front of the drug stash that, you know, cops take pictures in front, you know, standing in front, you know, they spend 3 hours organizing the, you know, pounds and pounds of weed or whatever it is, or keys of coke, and they take pictures in front of it, or the guns stash or whatever it is. It's like, but they finished the job. They don't take pictures smiling in front of the deal going down.
In the middle of the stink.
Or in front of the shootout at the OK Corral or whatever it is. That would make no sense.
None whatsoever.
So, I mean, yeah, come on, man. It's in poor taste.
It was in very poor taste. The fire official said the building was vacant and too dangerous to be saved because of the flames, according to the Post. The photo was taken in recognition of a retiring battalion chief, Deputy Fire Commissioner Dave Fornell told the paper. The chief in the middle of the picture there was retiring, and I think they just felt they would do this as a memento. But unfortunately, that's probably not very professional. Quote. Unquote, Fornell added. I was like, okay, so Captain Obvious is in the building. What up?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, gee. It was a vacant building, first of all. It might have been vacant. You're lucky it was vacant. It doesn't mean that it was like a... I mean, I think they said that like it was supposed to be, you know, a completely vacated building.
Right. Like trying to sell it. It's like,
which I think the people were like on vacation or something, weren't they?
No. It's actually it gets worse because to clarify, it was no one was home. So by definition, right, it was vacant, but it wasn't like a vacant building that no, you know. So anyway.
Right.
The man who owns the home is the son of Dorothy Higginbotham. She's 70 years old. She has Alzheimer's disease, and they weren't at home because the place was being renovated.
Mm.
And he quotes, right. He said, she's really sick right now. We were trying to get the house remodeled. She's now staying with family, so there's that. The photo, of course, was removed at the request of the firefighters over concerns about their jobs, according to the Page administration. So I read another article about this, and they were basically saying that they were being threatened, but it wasn't like people threatening them. It was like administrators threatening them, like, you know, yo, everybody in this
picture. Stop being stupid.
Yeah. All of y'all jobs is on the line at this point. So.
It's a good thing that when you post a picture on the internet, as long as you take it down at some point,
yeah, right,
no one will ever know about it.
No, there are no receipts on the internet. No one has the photos.
Oh, God. And it was too dangerous. That's such a great line. What did they say? The building was vacant and too dangerous to be saved. You don't even have to go in the building. I'm certainly not, you know, Mr. Backdraft. For the most part.
Oh,
but good Lord, man, if nobody's in there, and you, to the extent that you can say it's vacant, all you have to do is get the hose out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know this is not Flint, but it's, good Lord, it's Michigan. Maybe the only thing that, it may be the only thing the water's good for.
Kev, wow.
Get out of here.
Kev, good one. That was perfect.
I'd say do better, but I mean, can you not do better?
I mean,
is it possible?
I am really, in a way, I'm actually really proud. This is like not doing your job to a level that I don't think anybody's ever seen. Like, I just can't imagine standing in front of an incomplete project and taking a picture and then posting it on the internet for my boss to see it.
Oh man.
I'm gonna make a pointless connection here though.
Okay.
When rappers or producers post pictures of like incomplete studio sessions, this is what I'm going to picture from here on out. Like, you're just showing us an unfinished job, fam. Like,
just, yeah.
All right. That was too far. But yeah.
It got a little personal.
Got a little personal there. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. No, I mean, I love your incomplete records on Instagram. It's my favorite thing.
Wow.
No shade.
Cassidy?
I haven't even. What's up with the? Okay, wait. That's not in the topic list. Do you know what's going on with this Cassidy thing? I keep seeing him pop up. Like,
this is literally all I know is that I saw DiBiase post something, literally asking, "Is that shit real?" And then I happened to somehow hours later see the video somewhere, and I was like, I looked at it, I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
it's like him making beats, because
it was like a beat, but he was like, he looked like every producer you know when they're playing a beat for you, and they do, you know, they get into it just a little bit more than it deserves to be gotten into.
Oh boy.
But yeah. That's about it though. I don't have a problem with the dude. Whatever. Yeah. You know.
Alright. I just didn't know what happened.
He's young. He's got room to grow.
He does have room to grow. That's true. Actually, he doesn't, but it's all good though.
Yeah.
He's done quite enough. He's you know, there's some quality there. I'm gonna skip topic two right now and go straight to topic three real quick because it's actually more of a conversation. It's because it's not an article of any sort. Kev, what is your definition of a narcissist? Just out of curiosity.
Well, okay. So before we start, I'm gonna need you to turn my mic up a little bit.
Okay, mic up, turned up. No,
I mean, turn me up in the headphones.
I know what you're doing. Keep going.
I know you can understand what I'm talking about here, Trek, because you're a fairly, you know, relatively smart person.
I got it. I'm letting you work your way through it.
Repeat your question, because you weren't really clear.
What is your definition of a narcissist? He said, "Turn my mic up a little bit, please."
I think wasn't that an Egyptian goddess?
Okay, listen, I'm done with you. The title of this topic is "So Everyone Is a Narcissist." All right,
exactly.
So, Medscape.com post from DSM, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, right? Mm-hmm. The definition of a narcissist. Okay, so this is the
run it down.
This is the medical definition of a narcissist. In the American, I'm reading it now. So, quote: in the American Psychiatric Association's DSM of Mental Disorders, 5th edition. Right, NPD. So this is narcissism. Is defined as comprising a perverse pervasive pattern of grandiosity in fantasy or behavior, a constant need for admiration, and a lack of empathy beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts, as indicated by the presence of at least 5 of the following 9 criteria. I'm not going to read all of them. But the first one is a grandiose sense of self-importance. I was like, okay, so like everybody at this point?
I will say in the defense of quote unquote everybody, not everybody is on social media.
Right, but it this is the funny thing. I'm glad you mentioned it because I wanted to. This leads into why this discussion of narcissism is actually pretty funny for me. Here's what I'm finding about people who aren't on social media of our age group. I need to make that very clear. You know what I'm saying? The elders are not on social media because it's not really their bag. And when they are, they're social mediaing all wrong. They're out the box at this point. You know what I'm saying? they're just on videos of people fishing, talking about poor animals. Like the elders are just right. you guys are so your social media game is terrible, you know?
Well, they're not listening.
They're not. That's true. Right, because they don't even know how to get to this podcast because it's not on a radio station and they don't listen to the radio anyway. So, but I'm finding that people who aren't on social media might be a little worse as far as accepting the opinions of others than people who are on social media. People I know who do not really deal with social media, when I have conversations with them, they have a really hard time accepting that other people have an opinion. They're not avoiding social media because of the alleged cesspool that it is. The more you talk to them, the more you find that everyone else in the world is wrong, and all of those wrong people happen to have computers or cell phones, and the only reason that they're right is because they don't have a computer or cell phone.
The only reason you get to say that shit is because I don't know how to type fast.
Right? And I'm like, this is the most high level of self-importance I think I've ever come across in my... So anyway, that was the thing. So I'm glad you mentioned social media because I was actually going to try to work that in. That I find that people that don't use social media actually be a little more ridiculous when you try to talk to them about things. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is. There's that. Quiet moment.
Well, right. You know, there's no echo either, so it's good.
All right.
Engineer.
That is true. Let's hit him with a damn nature real quick.
That's it.
That's it. I just wanted to call it. I just wanted to get on Rapsucks Radio on the first episode of 2020 and tell everybody that they're a narcissist and anybody that doesn't use social media is wrong. That's what I really wanted to say.
I'm just going to point out that I had a note. This is how much of a narcissist I am not.
Okay.
I had to write down a note to remind myself to at some point during the conversation about that topic to cut you off. I say, no, let me finish. And I didn't even get that off, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, naturally.
I think that's just because we are better people than everybody else.
Well, generally, right? Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
Okay, fair enough. I agree.
I would contend. Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Seriously, can you turn my mic up a little bit? Seriously.
The Kev Sakota Show begins.
Turn my mic up!
I can't hear myself in the headphones.
Turn me up in the headphones!
I can't hear myself in the headphones. There's no more of a narcissistic profession than, like, the music, though. So, there's that.
Yep.
It's about... Read a writer for, like, if you ever want to, if you don't believe me, like, read a writer for a show and be like, okay, what now? Like, okay.
You mean a writer. Like a
performance writer. Yeah. And you'd be like,
oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Yours were terrible.
Yeah, because there was nothing on them. I was like, yo, I need a microphone. Some turntables.
Place for me to stand.
Yeah, like
try and get people there.
If it's possible, if you don't get people there. Can I have a monitor speaker? Yeah. Maybe. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
And a couple bottles of water. Yeah. My writers were awful. I should have asked for way more. Green M&Ms is the,
Green M&Ms is great. God, where was I at that there was like, God, who was it that would get a bottle of, I DJ'd somewhere where I think they included in the rider that you get a bottle of JMO. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't even an artist thing. This was just part of what you got. I'm like, oh, you need to be paying me more. What are you doing?
For real. Yeah.
Like, even if it's only like $20 more.
I'm just saying, though, at the end of the day, yeah, when I look at the writer, I'll be like, okay, so the DJ's making $24 tonight. There's 6 bottles of alcohol on this list. I know y'all get it wholesale, but still.
It makes you feel important.
It does. It does. Speaking of important, you want to talk about a very important damn nature, at least concerning this particular creature.
Wait, did I come up with this or you did? You did.
Didn't you? Yeah. Yeah, I found this one like right before.
Because I find this a little bit gross.
It is a little gross, but it's hilarious. It's still hilarious. Because we usually do damn nature you scary. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is damn nature you horny.
Damn nature!
let's talk about that.
First of all, I didn't even know tortoises did all this like that. But anyway, the topic of this damn nature is a womanizing tortoise whose rampant sex life may have single-handedly saved his entire species from extinction has retired from his playboy lifestyle, returning to the wild with his mission accomplished.
Yeah.
First of all, this tortoise has a name, and that automatically shows an immediate failure, right?
Wait, he has a name, you said?
He has a name.
What's his name?
Well, his name is Diego.
Okay.
CNN reports, right? He was...
Right.
He was shipped from the Galapagos Islands over to... Well, he shipped back to the Galapagos Islands after being shipped over to the San Diego Zoo as part of a breeding program. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When he started his campaign of promiscuity... There were just 2 males and 12 females of his species alive on the island. So he was, shipped from the San Diego Zoo over to the Galapagos Islands, started off with him and his homeboy and 12 females. Okay? Now, on the way from the San Diego Zoo to the Galapagos Islands, they're, you know, playing, you know, various songs, you know. I don't know. In the club.
Romantical songs?
In the club, vibrant thing. They're trying to, like, kind of keep it low profile. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sure.
But as
like, as you do.
Right. But as they get closer to the Galapagos Islands, Too Short starts to be played. Things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So they was ready.
Okay. Yeah.
So when he started the campaign, it was him, his homeboy, and 12 females. But.
So both of them went.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I thought you said that only he went. Then all I can imagine is the conversation when he went back and his homeboy's just like, what?
We could have all went? Yeah, nah. It was him and another male, right?
Then how could he get all the credit?
Well, because he had
more game?
He put in the smash work. So here's the thing.
Oh, okay.
He had so much sex on that island. That he helped boost the population to over 2,000. That he started off with 12.
Doing big things.
There were 14.
Real missed opportunity not naming him Wilt.
Thank you. You told my joke. That was my joke. That was my exact joke. Thank you, Kev. We're on the same page. We have started out 2020 right on the
same page.
It's
like a mind meld.
Yeah. We were right there. We're slam on point right here. You know what I'm saying?
2020.
We made it. From me finally noticing Asians in Huntington Beach after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years to us.
We are out here.
They're recognizing, you know, Will. Anyway.
Okay, first of all, by the way, this is, let's not gloss over the fact that this is lightweight tortoise sex trafficking. That's what's actually, that's happening.
Right, but he was hyped though. Like, I don't know, man. This is a repopulate. This is a.
So you're saying it's okay because he liked it? Come on, man. Can we elevate our conversation just a little bit here?
There has to be.
I mean, come on. It's a new decade.
It is a new decade. He's also 100 years old.
He's going to start the Me 2000 move.
Yo, they said he's the patriarch of around 40% of that population. That means that the other dude, I mean, there had to be some other, you know, another maybe shipped after, like they might have shipped more males over or whatever, but the unnamed friend that he rolled with didn't, you're right, may not be getting enough credit. 40% of the population is 2,000, like, you know, you got to account for the other 60% of the population at this point.
Well, okay, so then, yeah, the numbers don't lie. What happened? Because you're making it sound like the other dude was like the one who was off there buying Tiffany bracelets and stuff for the one special girl. It's like, come on, no, he was putting in a lot of the work.
No, I think he was, man. I think one of them went there playing too short, Freaky Tales. And the other one went there.
So the other guy was playing Eric Benet? Or what was going on? No, that's probably a bad example in retrospect.
Because Eric Benet is like the 100-year tortoise.
Terrible example.
I think he was listening to like the Let's Get Married remix.
Right.
With Run DMC on it.
That's a bad example too. You heard about that dude, right?
I don't even want to deal with that. We got to deal with that in another episode. I can't do it. Fam out here really tripping. Jagged edge though.
He's like, yeah, jagged edge.
Jagged edge for real. Yo, can I tell you though, real quick, on the subject of like, just that song, the Jagged Edge "Let's Get Married" remix.
Yeah.
Why do DJs play that in a club? That is just,
hold on a second. You're going to have to start that in because I think I lost you for a second.
Oh, where? Okay.
All right. You were saying when I something DJ.
So, on the subject of Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married, that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
The remix is the one they play the most, of course, because it's the regular version, slow jam, right?
Right.
Why do DJs play that in a club? It's like the most awkward song. Like, clubs are normally filled with single people.
I can tell you exactly why.
Why?
I can tell you exactly why. It's because a drunk girl came up and she was part of a, whatever you call the bridal, not bridal shower. What do you call it? The bachelorette party.
Right.
Right? And she's drunk, and she has $20 in her hand. So there are so many records that I should have known, I should have been more familiar with, just based on the music that I listen to, that I did not become fully aware of until I was actually DJing in spots like that, because it was like, that song's terrible. Why would I ever listen to this record? Why would I ever play this record? And then it's like, you know, when drunk people come up and ask for it, it's like, oh, okay, I get it. All right, so 50 said happy birthday, or said it's your birthday once for 5 seconds at the start of the song, and now that's what you want to hear on your birthday.
Okay, yeah. There's a couple of requests. I won't get too deep into requests, but yes, that song is like, I don't know. I just feel like if I was a single dude and I'm like, all right, I'm about to step to this chick and we finna dance for a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, bam, 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 Percy, first of all. I'm like, what? No, not right now. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, don't play
this
that song.
This is a bad
right
time.
Now. Yeah, this is a horrible time for that song. Don't do this to me.
Oh, man.
Dude, that is I just feel like that's awful.
I want to get back to the tortoises for just a quick second.
Okay, though, I'm on.
Because I'm very worried about something. I'm very concerned about something. And I'm not a geneticist nor a scientist of any sort.
Sure.
Much less a, zoologist. But if one or two males is mating with 12 females and they are regenerating their population.
Yeah.
That seems problematic.
Like,
are you going to go to the Galapagos Islands and you're just going to hear like, like every time you have cross-eyed tortoises?
World and most incestual.
Like, they're going to be running fast and stuff because you're just freaks. Bunch of Mitch McConnell looking ass.
At least 40% of them are. Yeah, exactly. 40% of them are. 40% of them is looking real funny right now. They all looking like Diego. Noah on Rap Sucks Radio, his name is Wilt. He's Wilt.
That's right.
He's not Diego on Rap Sucks Radio.
Diego the Stilt.
Oh, man. Doing too much. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
I just realized. I realized that's not going anywhere.
Nope, it's here to stay. Doing too much. Yo, yes, I'm saying Diego was doing too much, really. 40% of the population, fam, chill out. You know what I mean? Deadbeat dad ass tortoise.
I wonder if he just had him lined up or if he was running around. Was he just staying still and letting them come to him?
That's, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, what the game is. You're right. Like, is it tortoise game? How do you do this? Does the oldest dude get to smash the most? Like, I'm just trying to figure out how this works. Because in the real world, that's not how this works. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The oldest dude is like, you should just leave. This is no longer your place.
Oh, geez.
Oh my goodness. All right, we're gonna this topic is so stupid.
Is it?
All right, man. Sky News reported this. The topic title was called What's in a Name?
Mm-hmm.
A town in Canada called Asbestos is changing its name. Because the cancer-causing mineral does not have a, quote, good connotation, unquote.
Mm. Right.
Oh, dude. In a post on Facebook, the local council of the city of Asbestos said the name was hindering plans to develop external economic relations. The town has about 6,800 people. It's about 95 miles east of Montreal, and it added that, unfortunately, the name does not have a good connotation. Several businesses have decided not to invest in Asbestos because of the name, the mayor said. So during a business development trip to Ohio, investors even refused to take his business card, he told Bloomberg. Even in Montreal, there are perception issues. The town's asbestos mine closed in 2012, which is really not that long ago if you think about, like, asbestos or whatever, at least in my opinion, leaving a crater. Right,
they were really going to stick it out.
Yeah, right. Leaving a crater a mile wide. It was a source of well-paid jobs for decades. Now, though, asbestos is banned in more than 60 countries. So no new name had been picked by the time of we discovered this article or found this article. And the mayor said the situation would be explained to the entire population, adding, then they will participate in creation of the new identity. The new name will be announced next year, which is this year, because we found this article is from 2019.
And the new name will be coal mine.
Nuclear reactor town.
Oh man! So yeah, because I knew I read somewhere that they were part of Big Asbestos, basically. So their name made sense.
Big Asbestos, right? That's hilarious, yo.
It would be really dope though if and I will not make any kind of wildfire joke, but good lord, can maybe Ja Rule can do Fire Festival too there. That would be tight.
Asbestos Festival. It may as well be called that. It may as well be Asbestos Festival.
Oh, man. And let's not get high on our horse here because we are, you know, because Canada sucks and we are Americans. Because keep in mind that a large percentage of our American public schools are named after human carcinogens.
That is
who
true.
Own slaves.
That is very true. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe we can all just, you know, just try a little harder.
Yeah. Well,
you know, to be better people in this new decade.
And, you know, try to be better than Canada. Although, I don't know. Is it possible?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. You know. Man, look. This has been the kickoff episode to season 2 of Rap Sucks Radio. Which
Season 2
with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Doing too much. Too much.
I am not going to do that every episode. At least I'm saying that now, but it's going to be so hard not to do
there
that.
Will, I can almost guarantee you that if you do not do that every episode, there will be an outcry.
I think so, man. We're going to go from like 160th to like 165th, which we probably did because of the two episodes.
That's down.
That's what I'm saying. If I don't say doing too much, like every episode.
Oh, we'll just drop precipitously?
Yeah, and I think it'll drop.
In the ranking?
Yeah, we'll drop.
Yeah, well, don't do that then. Come on. Be a team player.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know,
like Wilt.
For the squad. Like Diego.
Like, yeah, or Diego, right. Exactly.
Diego to Wilt. Wilt to Diego. I don't know. Which one? I just think that's a weird story to begin with.
But yeah.
A little weird. Yo, thank y'all for rocking with us, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio, man. We're happy to jump in this on in 2020 and get it popping. So we will holler at y'all next Tuesday. For now, make sure you...
RapSucksRadio.com.
Yeah, do that. RapSucksRadio.com or any of your other podcast platforms. It is going down. We all around town, everywhere. You can also catch us on Facebook, RSR Podcast on Facebook, you know, for all of the articles that we discuss. You can find them there. You can jump into the discussion. You can give your opinion. You can laugh. You could get down with us. You can also catch us on Instagram where we post clips from the show. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're supposed to.
We are, at least. We are the Diego the Stilt of podcasts.
We out here, man. 40%.
No asbestos. All fire.
All fire. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. On the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Peace. You, dude,
not this year, all right? You're going to be on this year, man.
That was close enough.
All right, yo. We'll holler at y'all next week, man. Peace.